Each episode of the Lion Goat podcast is completely improvised. Expect comedy. Do not expect consistency or sense to be made. This is random nonsense for your amusement. On today's episode, get ready for an uproarious laugh as we explore the world of customer service, from a bustling national grocery chain to an herbalist supply store that's out of this world. We uncover the secrets of exceptional service and some unexpected encounters that will leave you captivated. Warning: the following podcast contains explicit material intended for emotionally immature adults. Trigger warnings for this episode include discussion about adult themes, violence, profanity, murder, sexually explicit behavior, political incorrectness, animal, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, and substance abuse. It might rot your brain. I warned you, if you want to experience this podcast as intended, listen while wearing stereo headphones.
Welcome to your next experience of the great beyond.
Lion Goat Podcast, episode 26, customer service representative.
Customer service, this is Trent. How may I assist you today?
Is this the delivery service for Kroger?
Yes.
I want to file a complaint.
Can I get your name?
I want to file a complaint about my recent delivery order. For order number 12323.
12323. Okay, yes, sir. What is your name?
You should have these details. That's why I provided the order number.
What? No, wait a minute. I'm just trying to be hospitable, man. I know, you know. Just one second. Please hold.
The fuck is they putting me on hold for? I just fucking call these guys. God damn it.
Okay, yes, sir. I apologize. Mr. Jenkins.
How do you morons expect to retain custody?
Just one second. Please hold. I am back. Thank you for your patience. Mr. Jenkins? Now, what stands to prove the problem with your order?
How do you morons expect to retain customers if you don't deliver the most important items in the order and you deliver the goods late?
What exactly is missing from your order, sir? Is it your,
You didn't deliver any of the meat that I ordered, so now I have to go back to the grocery store anyways. This defeats the whole point of ordering groceries online in the first place.
So you're missing your meat, sir?
If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding!
Yes, you didn't deliver any of it.
Let me check here.
The service online
says it was loaded into your cart at 3:02 p.m. and safely delivered to your person at 1594 Rebecca Street at 3:30.
No, the service online says that you'll make a reasonable effort to substitute an appropriate
item. What exactly meat were?
Do you expect me to believe that there was no ground beef or pork chops at the grocery store at all? Was there no ground beef there? It says on my order that you guys didn't have those items and that's why they weren't included. Why didn't you just bring me different ground beef or different pork chops? I mean, it's a very simple order, 1 pound of each, but for some reason, it said that I couldn't get those.
Well, sir, it says that we have apparently no ground beef or pork chops in stock at all. All we have is apparently plant-based ground beef and plant-based pork chop. And we have some lovely tofu.
I don't believe you. When I logged into the website immediately after I received the order, without the items that I wanted, I see the same ground beef and the same pork chops that I ordered are available to order. I could order them right now. How can you explain this?
Sir, sometimes it takes a little bit for our internet database to catch up with what the stock in the store, sir. It is not always correct, sir. There is a lag time.
Stop fucking lying.
No one is lying.
I want to know why the goddamn website says that I can order the meat immediately. Like, I could place the order while they're delivering the order, and it still says that I can't get it.
Because there's none in stock, sir.
I don't believe you.
I am truly sorry for this inconvenience you faced, and I will do everything I can to correct it, sir. Please be patient and work with me. Would you prefer the plant-based ground beef and pork chops instead?
No, No, I want the actual meat, which I know is in stock, and I know if I go to the grocery store right now, it's going to be there, because there's always like 100 pounds of meat in the grocery store, and you have a warehouse in the back of the grocery store that keeps more meat. It's not like you run out of meat. This is bullshit.
Have you worked at a grocery store before, sir?
I've had friends that worked at grocery stores before in the meat department. I have a friend right now that's a butcher at a grocery store, and he never runs out of fucking meat. It's something that groceries say. It's not like we're in the middle of the pandemic still, and you can't get fucking groceries. There's no supply chain issues. It's some bullshit with the way you're delivering the orders. Like, you didn't have it in the warehouse that loads the trucks or some shit like that. But it shouldn't be on the website, show up in my cart, then I place the order, and then in between I place the order and the delivery man show up, you send me a message that says, we don't have meat, so we're not going to deliver it. What's the point in ordering groceries if I can't get, like, the main items? Like, if all you're going to bring me is, like, junk food, then I might as well just go to the grocery store.
How far is the grocery store from you, sir?
It's not far. It's just a couple of blocks. That's why I'm so pissed off about this, because, like, there was something else that I changed in the order, and it was like, oh, we'll just go back and change that. It will have to deliver your order 15 minutes later, and so they did, and they got me the item. But
they left out the beef.
It doesn't make any sense that you couldn't deliver the ground beef or pork chops. Do you just not deliver ground beef and pork chops to people? Is that not something that you normally do?
Sir, I am customer service. I am not a delivery person per se. I can only tell you what I have in my information in my database, and that is, there is no ground beef at the store.
I don't believe that shit. Okay, well then tell me this. Why was my pot pie box split open and delivered with the pot pie just laying in the damn grocery bag? Do your guy deliveryman not check the bags as they're putting them on the porch? How can this happen? How stupid can these fucking idiots be?
Just 1 second. Please hold.
How can they already put me on hold? Just fucking call them!
Thank you for your patience. Damaged in transition. Damaged in transit, sir. I guess we can probably reimburse you for that. And, you know, unless you keep the pot pie to boot. I am truly sorry for this inconvenience, sir.
Well, I appreciate you saying that you're sorry for the inconvenience, but it's frustrating, you know?
I understand. I would be rather irate if that happened to my pot pie, sir.
Okay.
What was the crust broken at all?
Yeah, and it's not like I'm gonna eat it. I mean, the way these stupid pot pies are...
No, it's a shitty plastic bag. No, you're not gonna eat that.
Yeah, how do I even know, like, how long it's been open or if it was unfrozen? I mean, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me check something here.
And it's not like the guy can't just look down when he puts down the bags. I don't understand how I mean...
So you're saying the delivery person threw it from the driveway?
No, it was gently placed on the porch, but when I went outside and I looked in the plastic bag, there's the pot pie. It broken open and just laying inside the bag. It's like he didn't even look inside the bag.
Okay, let me check our logs here. According to our information here, your delivery boy was a dude name. Jerry Owens. No, Jerry is a bit of a problem employee. I'm looking at his service record right here. He's late. Got caught sniffing the glue on aisle 5.
Seems highly unusual that you would say this sort of information to a customer who's calling you. Do you guys not have any OSHA policies about disclosing your...
Well, look, I understand 100%. Look, I'm a human being too. Yeah, we have policies, okay? So I'm getting a little fed up with working here, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you for talking to me like a human being to a human being. Is it...
Right, I mean, because
you're much better than the fucking robot customer service representative I was talking to 10 minutes ago.
Oh, man, thank you. That's Charlotte. She is so by the book. She's, anyway, it's terrible. Anyway.
No, I think this was actually a robot or some sort of AI or something. Are you saying that...
An automated... Oh, fuck. They're gonna replace me soon. Fuck.
Look, I have another question for you.
Okay.
I have another question.
Look.
What?
Okay, go ahead. Now, what's your question, sir?
Why do you put every single vegetable or fruit that I order in a separate plastic bag inside the plastic bags that you're delivering them in?
Like I said, it's Jerry. Jerry Owens, okay? He's a problem employee. Like, low seriously.
No, this has happened before when I've ordered groceries from you.
It could have been Jerry this whole time.
They put all the fruits and vegetables in separate plastic bags every
it's
time.
It's policy. They don't want the fruit to touch, you know, cross-contamination.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Don't you know that there's a climate crisis?
I agree.
You delivered me 40 giant plastic bags for a single order. When I go to the store and I do the self-checkout, I can normally fit my entire over $100 order into 6 of the small plastic self-checkout bags at the store. It's completely ridiculous. You literally brought me 40 plastic bags.
Again, it's Jerry Owen.
I counted them. They're laying in a pile on my kitchen floor right now.
Yes, sir. What do you use in your bathroom trash can? Did you buy trash bags for that?
I use all the goddamn plastic bags that I have left over. Now I have like 2 years supply for a single grocery order.
Good. You're welcome, sir. You can never have too many trash bags for your bathroom trash can.
Explain this to me. What the hell are they thinking? Who the fuck designed this such a stupid, wasteful system?
The government probably, sir. I don't really know.
No, not the government of Kroger?
I'm just customer service, and apparently...
The government of Kroger?
The government of Kroger? Yeah, there's a Kroger government, yeah, there... Do you know how I should be telling you this, but, you know, since, you know, we're being like, you know, man-to-man here. Do you know how many politicians Kroger owned, like 37 of them?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, seriously. I have access to the whole system, man. Look at this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, sir, let's get back to your frustration. What were you doing with the meat? Were you going to have a barbecue or something?
I was just going to cook dinner, man. It's groceries. I just wanted to, you know, I just ordered it. So now here's my situation.
Okay.
I've wasted an hour going online just to place the order in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I wasted another 30 minutes trying to figure out why the coupons I selected didn't show up in the order in the cart when I placed the order.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to rearrange my busy schedule to make sure that I was home at the time that the order was scheduled to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to waste time on the phone answering the messages the guy sent me that says, hey, we can't provide the things that you order, which are very common things that everyone fucking orders every single goddamn day, like ground beef and pork chops. So we're not going to deliver those.
Probably they didn't have any.
Then okay. I had to, the time that I had to go onto the website to acknowledge that you're not going to deliver the items that I ordered, and then I had to figure out some sort of thing that I ordered instead, and then I had to fucking make time to file the complaint. I filed the complaint on the website, and they didn't do anything. So then I had to fucking call you on the phone. I had to sit on hold for 15 minutes until you answered phone call. And then I had to wait while you looked up my goddamn order. And now I'm going to have to be out time because I had to go to the goddamn grocery store again to get the items that I wanted in the first place. How are you going to compensate me for all this lost time?
So you're looking at it. Almost 2 hours of lost time here, sir. Yep, that's very frustrating. I can understand that. And it seems like you would have been better off just going to the goddamn grocery store in the first place because it's only 3 blocks from your house.
Yes, that's right. But I was online because I have to go online to get the fucking digital coupons now because you don't just put it on the goddamn card like you used to. So now you gotta go online. You gotta click on the fucking coupons or download the goddamn app that is insecure and fucking tracks my location.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need to know my goddamn location on a fucking grocery store app? Why does it need to constantly upload information about me to the goddamn internet? I just want to get the fucking groceries. But no, you guys gotta keep changing the plan. First, you gotta get the card that you gotta sign up for. Now you gotta have the app and scan shit in the store. You're making me do all the goddamn work. I just wanna get the goddamn groceries at the right price. And now you introduce the new, so first you have the Kroger brand products that are the discounted products, but now those are the price of the regular goddamn Oreos, and the Oreos are like $7 a fucking bag. $7 is not how much the goddamn cookies cost. Oreos cost you like $1, but now the fucking Kroger brand generic Oreos are $3 a bag, which is the price that the Oreos were before you guys raised all the goddamn prices and never lowered them 4 years ago. And now you've introduced this bullshit white label fucking shit that's not even Kroger brand and tastes like fucking ass, and that's the price that the Kroger brand shit used to be.
I see your dilemma, sir, and I understand your frustration.
Stop saying that you understand my fucking frustration. Nothing can make me more frustrated than you saying that over and over and over again.
I apologize. Please hold.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine, this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
I apologize, Mr. Johnson. I'm just trying to relate to you human here. Okay, I'm a man too.
My name is not fucking Johnson. Is that what the goddamn order number says out there? Because I think you got the wrong order. My order number is 123. 123.
Huh?
You see the pork chops there? Do you see the ground beef there?
Well, yeah, Tobias Johnson.
You said that it showed that that shit was delivered to me?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you're going to charge me for it? Because I didn't get it delivered.
Yes, sir, it's on here. You've already been charged for it.
Is this your first day on the job?
Yes, sir.
This is your first day?
Yes, this is my first day.
Am I your first call?
No, you're like the second call. And the first one didn't go very well either, because there's a script here, and I can't really read it that fast because the print is small, and I don't really know the stock for inventory of Kroger. Kroger is huge, man. All kinds of stuff. And I didn't even know about the white label thing.
Are you trying to make me feel bad for you? I'm calling you as a customer. I'm asking
no,
you...
No, I'm not trying to make anybody feel any kind of way. I'm just trying
okay,
to...
Okay, so how are you going to fucking compensate me for my time and all this bullshit?
Well, we can, apparently reimburse you for the items you purchased that you did not receive. We can offer you 2 digital coupons, and,
am I gonna have to go on the goddamn website and click the coupon when I want to use it?
Yeah. Because that's apparently policy, sir.
Okay, what are the coupons?
39 cents off of.
That's no, goddamn it! Do you know how much my time is worth? I get paid over $100 an hour, and I've explained to you that I spent fucking 3 hours on this bullshit now.
What do you do, sir?
That's none of your business.
Well, wait a minute. Now I might be looking for a new job here soon, because apparently, obviously, sir, I'm not very good at this.
Yeah, it sounds like you're gonna need a new job soon. Can you know why you're gonna need a new fucking job soon? Because I want to talk to your supervisor.
Yes, sir. Let me get my supervisor for you. Please hold while I transfer you.
Kroger, thank you for reaching out our customer support team regarding this matter. Your additional insights will help us address your concerns more effectively. I understand your frustration, and I sincerely apologize for the inconvenience you've experienced. Retaining your trust and satisfaction is of the utmost importance to us. Your feedback is valuable. To ensure we address your concerns, could you please provide the following details? 1. The date of your original order. 2. The expected delivery date. 3. Any tracking information available. 4. Specific items in the order. 5. Could you please provide specific information about the...
Hello, my name is Brad, and I am train supervisor. What can I do for you?
Are you sure this is not the same guy? This sounds like the same guy.
100% sure. Trent, once you get on here and assure this man that...
I'm Trent. This is not the same guy. I'm Trent.
I'm Brad. We're talking at the same time over each other.
You literally had the same voice. Are you sure this isn't the same person?
We are.
Are you guys brothers?
We are brothers. We are twin brothers.
Okay, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you, Trent. Now, what seems to be the problem, sir?
So, which one's the supervisor, Trent or Brad?
I'm Brad. I am the supervisor, sir. What was that?
All right, did Trent explain the situation, Brad? I was on hold for like 25 minutes there in between.
Well, there seems to be some problem with your order.
Like, are you in a different goddamn building? I mean, what the fuck took 25 minutes to get you on the phone here, Brad, if that is your name?
Sir, we are experiencing very high volume of calls lately, and I understand your frustration. I do.
Okay. First things first, Brad.
Yes, sir.
If you fucking tell me that you understand my frustration one more goddamn time. Because your fucking brother, he said that to me like 6 times, okay? And the fucking robot I talked to before him said that every fucking thing they said, that they understand my frustration. Now, it's clear that you cannot possibly understand my level of frustration because I'm about to have a goddamn coronary, okay? My blood pressure is so high at the moment, Brad, that I could fucking shit a brick.
Okay, let's take a moment here. Let's find our center. Okay.
Don't tell me to take a breath.
Let's take a breath, okay?
Because that's what my goddamn counselor tells me every fucking time I go to one of those fucking counseling meetings. They tell me to breathe in 3 times, and that's gonna relieve. Like, taking a breath is somehow gonna fix the situation that goddamn Kroger can't deliver fucking ground beef. I do not believe what Brad told me, that you don't have fucking ground beef in a goddamn grocery store, because every fucking grocery store has goddamn ground beef!
Sir, it is Labor Day, and there is a high volume use of—
No! It's not Labor Day, it's February the fucking 4th!
Okay, well, February the fucking 4th. It's a fabulous day to grill out, sir. It's beautiful here.
What, are people buying ground beef for Valentine's Day? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. I mean, you know, you want to give your loved one a little meat, if you know what I'm saying, sir.
Right. That was funny, Brad. Thank you for bringing some fucking common sense and levity into the conversation.
You're welcome. I do understand your frustration.
Swing our little meat. All right, Brad, I think we might get along.
And hope it's not a cocktail sausage, you know what I'm saying? Sorry.
Are you telling me I have a cocktail sausage, Brad?
Yes, sir.
Are you telling me that I have a small penis, Brad? Please don't.
No, I'm not telling you that. No.
Look. Fucking, if Joanne has been talking...
No, sir, I think you're reading a little bit.
Again, about the size of my dick at work, and it somehow got to you in customer service at fucking Kroger, or she put that shit on Facebook again. God damn it, Brad, I am gonna kill that bitch. Did you hear that shit from Joanne?
Well, sir, I don't know who the fuck Joanne is, sir.
Look, are you supposed to use that kind of language? I thought you were a super...
Well, I'm just trying to get on your level, man. If you'll bear with me, we're going to get through this. I promise on the other side, you're going to find satisfaction.
Microphallus is a real condition, Brad.
Yes, my uncle had it. He did get an implant.
It's not a condition that I have.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you, it's a real thing that people deal with in the world.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's rough to have a micropenis in this world.
I do not have a micropenis. That bitch just said that shit because she wanted to burn me down, okay? You want to know what the real situation was with Joanne?
What's that?
Can a ball worth in excess of $20,000 just disappear into thin air?
You want to know why that bitch is saying that I have a small penis?
Well, why is that, sir?
I'll tell you what I'm driving at.
Because... Listen.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm all ears, man. I'm right here with you.
You can't be on the fucking internet producing adult content as a female for 3 years and it not cause some changes to your physiology. That's all I'm going to say. It's not my problem. I have an average American male penis.
Right. Yeah.
It's completely average.
Okay, so what you got is a white man's penis.
Actually, if I'm going to be completely honest with you.
She was doing BBC with double penetration shit.
What?
So what you're saying is that you have an average, run-of-the-mill, ordinary white man's penis.
No, that's not what I'm
then
saying.
She was performing the way she was performing adult content with BBC and double penetration. That's probably the problem then. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry having to deal with that.
I don't know about what BBC is, and I don't want you to explain that to me because that's not a world that I want to put my head space in.
I was told I have a big black juice. That's why all the white girls make their pussy.
What I really want you to know is that it's actually, you know...
Huge!
Are you kidding?
Of all the girls that I've dated before, and I know chicks lie about this shit, they've said that it's actually slightly larger than average. So, you know, like, I think what I'm working with is fine, and she's just angry because...
Have you measured it?
What?
Have you measured it?
No, man. I'm not insecure about this.
So go get a ruler right now. We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Listen.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this, man.
No, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. This is my problem, Brad.
Okay.
Are you telling me that Kroger doesn't have goddamn beef and pork chops?
Apparently not.
I'm telling you this is bullshit because I did go to the store, Brad.
You did.
I went to the store after they delivered the fucking wrong groceries, and there was goddamn ground beef and pork chops there.
A lot of them?
Yes, shit tons. Like a ton of it, like normal.
According to our database, we're out.
This is a database problem. Is that what you're telling me? Your goddamn computer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you guys can't do online ordering, that's okay. You know, you tried to bring it up during the pandemic. You tried to turn into Amazon, but you can't do it apparently. Because when I order shit from them, I get it at the right time, and they deliver me what I ordered. But you guys apparently can't fucking do that. I get it's hard.
Amazon is a much bigger facility with locations all over the continent.
Kroger's been around for about 100 years more than goddamn Amazon. But you guys, I understand it's hard. You got refrigerated trucks?
Yeah, we prefer the old ways here at Kroger.
What?
We prefer the old ways. The old-fashioned, face-to-face kind of dealings. Well,
I preferred the old ways, too, before I had to have the guy...
We're not up on the technology.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So quit it with the technology, then.
Well, we're trying to stay in the game, stay current.
And I don't want to have a goddamn app that I got to order my groceries on. I just want to go to the fucking grocery store and get the low prices that I've always wanted, Brad.
Okay. And you were 3 blocks from a Kroger location, and you can't get there and get the shit yourself. You had to order it online like a fucking schmuck.
No, I can. You know why? I ordered online. You know why I ordered online, Brad?
Well, tell me.
Because now I have to sign into the fucking website to sign up for the digital coupons, otherwise I don't get the right price. I have to walk around the store and see you got it written on the aisle. Well, if you signed up for the digital coupon, you'd be getting 50 more cents off for this fucking thing.
Well, that's a good deal. I'd sign up for that.
But since you don't want to carry our goddamn app around so we can track your data all the time that we're making shit tons of money.
We're just tracking your purchase items just so we can help you better in the future, man.
That's bullshit, Brad.
No, that's the truth, man.
And I know how that shit works. It's so you can offer me more of these fucking deals and give me more fucking commercials so you can make money on the back end plus the money I'm already paying you for the groceries. I work in tech, so I understand how this shit works, Brad.
So we are in the business of making money, man. We are consumer-based.
Well, let me explain this to you, man. If I didn't have to go on the website and click on the fucking digital coupons, then I wouldn't have seen the digital coupon that said, hey, we're going to deliver to you free this weekend. Any weekend this month, we'll deliver to you free. If you didn't have that fucking offer, I never would have ordered the goddamn delivery, and I would have my groceries now, and everything would be fine. But no, you got to constantly dick around and fuck with the shit.
Wait, you went to the store to check to see if they had ground beef and pork chops, and you didn't buy any while you were there?
Yeah, I bought them while I was there. That's what I'm saying. So now I'm wasting...
Okay, so you have everything you needed at home in hand, and you're yelling at me about having a micropenis. I understand your frustrations. I'm sorry for this inconvenience.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
No, I didn't bring up the penis, Brad. You brought up the fucking penis shit, and I don't want to talk about that.
No, I would never ask you about your penis, sir.
I don't ever want to talk about that again. And if you're friends with Joanne on fucking Facebook or what's face or WhatsApp or Titbook or whatever the fuck it's called, you need to not be her friend because she will fuck you over. She is a goddamn succubus, Brad. I'm telling you this. She was sent by Satan himself to fucking ruin mankind. So don't fuck with that chick, all right? I'm just telling you. Like, I love women. I'm not a misogynist. I love women. Women are beautiful and wonderful. I believe they should have every equal right and every right. Shit, the women should be running the show. They have, you know, we should have voted a female president last time and next time and every goddamn time because they're the only smart beings on the planet. But Joanne is an exception, okay? And don't talk to her anymore.
I assure you, sir. I do not know this Joanne person, and it doesn't sound much like I'd care to know her.
No, you don't want to know her.
She sounds like a raving bitch. I hope you dumped her. She didn't dump you, did she?
Listen, there are certain skills when you work in the adult entertainment industry that make you a cut above the rest. And that can be a hard thing to give up on, okay?
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Golf ball through a garden hose, huh?
No matter how much shit that a person puts you through. I mean, this stuff broke me down, Brad. I can't even imagine what it would be like trying to find someone else, even if I was a whole human being, Brad. Even if I didn't have these goddamn problems with fucking coupons online.
Well, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I tell you what I'm gonna do to help you out, man. I am going to personally print these coupons out and have them sent to you directly. Okay, so there's not gonna be any more online.
We're gonna send them to me in the mail.
I'm gonna send it like old school, man. Like it all should be. You know what I mean? All right.
With a stamp? Do you know what the post office is doing these days?
Highway robbery, man.
Brad, I tried to send a package to my father. I didn't even sign up any. I just used the fucking kiosk at the goddamn post office because I didn't want to wait in the fucking line for 3 hours to get fucking stamps. And now my father's getting text messages from some asshole in fucking Washington State. The post office, the United States Post Office, has some sort of virus or some sort of goddamn worm in the system that my father's, who I just wrote his name on the outside of the package. I didn't even put his fucking address into the goddamn kiosk. I don't understand how these goddamn motherfuckers in Washington State somehow got his goddamn phone number, which has nothing to do with his address. The goddamn post service somehow was hacked, and now they have his goddamn phone number. Now he's getting text messages saying that his order was not going to be delivered, and he went and clicked the fucking link in the text message, so now he has a goddamn virus on his telephone, and these motherfuckers are stealing money out of his goddamn bank account. I just wanted to send him a fucking thumb drive in the mail. It only cost $1.50 for the fucking stamp. I could have just put 3 regular stamps on the fucking letter, man, but I didn't know how much it cost.
Wow, that's horrible. That's horrible. That is horrible. The government, a lot of government over a totalitarian system that they're trying to build, man. That's not nothing to do with Kroger, I promise. We're not part of that.
Why is the world like it is today, Brad? Why can't I just get shit?
Yeah, times have changed, yeah.
I just want to be able to get groceries and postage stamps. I mean, I used to be able to buy postage stamps at Kroger, Brad. I can't do that anymore.
It's 2024, man. We're going digital, man.
Why? Why can't it be like it was in the fucking 90s, man? It was just simple. You just went to the grocery store. You just went to the post office. You didn't have this fucking bullshit with the prices going up every week, and you get a different price and different queue. I mean, Just send me the goddamn coupons in the mail, man.
I understand. I will. I'm going to sign you up to have them delivered to your mailbox, your physical mailbox at your physical address. You can put hands on these coupons.
But now I got to worry about the post office is going to somehow use my fucking information to try to steal money from me in a text message, Brad. I can't even trust the U.S. Post Office anymore, man. It's a fucking government agency.
It's hard to find someone to trust.
What?
It's really is hard to find someone to trust nowadays. I can relate.
What do you do for your fucking groceries, Brad?
I go to the fucking store, man. Because I don't trust any of this shit. I want hands-on. I want to know what they have, what I'm looking for. I'm putting it in the bag myself.
Yeah, but you pay $9 for a fucking bag of Oreos without the digital coupons, man. Is that what you're doing?
No, man. I self-checkout, bro.
What?
My self-checkout, man. Check the receipts. I've got 37 bottles of whiteout.
No, what I'm saying is you go to the fucking grocery store and you look at the aisle and there it's written right there in front of the bag of Oreos. If you had the digital coupon, this would cost you $2.50. But since you don't, it's $9 a goddamn bag.
Yep. That's how they get you. This online crap, man. I don't like it.
So how are you buying your Oreos, man?
I go to the fucking store, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't get the digital, are you not shopping from Kroger? Tell me the store. What fucking store do I need to go to so I don't have to pay $9 for fucking...
Oh, man, Costco all the way, man.
Costco. But then you gotta sign up for their fucking $100 a year just to pay to get groceries. Once you subtract those discounts, that shit's costing you just the same amount, man.
What? Are you serious?
You're not saving anything. Once you pay the membership...
Are you fucking telling me I'm overpaying twice for...
Yes, add up those fucking discounts, man. I guarantee you. Put that shit in an Excel spreadsheet by the end of the year. If you balance the amount you saved versus the cost of the membership, why do you think they have the membership, Brad? It's so that you pay more for the fucking membership than the amount you'd save in a normal year.
Man, I thought it was for the discounts, man. Shit. Man, thank you. You're opening my eyes,
The only
dude.
Thing you're really saving on at Costco is if you buy alcohol or tires. That's the only thing you're fucking saving on. Maybe gas.
That's where I get my alcohol and my tires.
Well, then you're doing it right. I mean, if you buy new tires every year, you're probably getting your membership back in tires. But otherwise, you're just getting ripped off. They put the shit in a bigger box, so you think you're getting more.
Right.
But really, you have to pay more for the bigger box. And then if you compare the discount on the bigger box versus how much you would actually pay plus the membership cost, you're paying more, man.
Dude.
It's a fucking scam. Just like Sam's Club, just like any of these goddamn clubs, it's a scam to get stupid old people to pay for the membership so that they don't understand that they're actually paying more in the long run.
Thank you for understanding my frustration. Man.
You have the same frustration, Brad?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, back to the point, man.
Okay.
I just want some fucking ground beef.
But you said you got it when you went to the store.
No, what I actually want, Brad, is I want you guys to give me a fucking... Just put a credit on my fucking card.
Boss, I can do that.
For the cost of the ground beef.
I can do that, because you know why? I'm customer service. How much credit you want? 100? 200?
How much weed have you smoked today, Brad? It sounds like you're fucking high right now. I gotta be honest with you.
Well, I apologize. Dealing with customers all day angry? You gotta have a little relief, dude.
I can understand that. I have to deal with some shitty people.
Because, you know, I wanted to punch you in the face when you started this conversation. I tell you what, man. It's not my fault at all, dude. I just fucking work here. The customer fucking service here, dude.
Hey, man, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry to take out my frustrations on you. This is not about you. This is about goddamn Kroger.
I'm sorry. They have fucked you around, dude. I'm going to do everything I can to fucking make it right, bro. I'm going to credit your account $200.
That's some bullshit, Brad. There's no way you can actually give me $200.
No, I'm doing it right now.
$200?
Check your account. Check your account. Yeah.
How do I do that? Are you telling me I have to log into the goddamn website to check the account again, Brad? Because I really can't do that.
Yeah,
I really can't.
That's for all the discounts they fucked you out of this month, man.
If I have to look at that fucking little blue fucking label at the top of the website that says Kroger one more time.
Okay, I understand. I understand your frustration. So check it out when you know, go ahead, cook your dinner, eat your pork chops.
You know, if I could just log in the website and it not pop up some goddamn boost bullshit fucking monthly service plan that you want me to join every single fucking time I log in, Brad. Every time, man. Why can't I just turn that off and say, no, don't offer me the fucking Boost membership bullshit every time I log in the fucking website, which I have to do every goddamn time I want to go to the fucking grocery store, because I have to get the goddamn digital coupons in order to get the same price that I used to get last year, Brad. Now, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to see the fucking pop-ups. And why do you have to offer the pop-up every time I change parts of the website? If I go to my cart, fucking pop-up. If I go to my coupons, fucking pop-up. If I go to my fuel savings, fucking pop-up. And why do I have to have all that shit in different pages of the website, Brad? Why can't I just do that in one place? Just one goddamn page.
All the fucking pop-ups piss me off too, dude. I hate them. Man, I tell you what, I'm gonna send an email to web design and see if they can correct that.
Yeah, that's not going to do a goddamn thing, Brad, but I appreciate you saying that.
Probably not, but you know what? We've got a procedure around here, so I've got to follow that the best that I can. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that, Brad. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. There you go, boss.
Can I just tell you one thing, Brad?
What's that?
Thanks for being a fucking human, man.
Hey, man, no problem.
So many people in the world, you go on a hike in the fucking woods, and you walk by a dozen people, and you smile and you say hello to them, and they just fucking look at the fucking ground, Brad. They don't fucking nod. They don't act like you're a fucking human. I mean,
even there, dude, I hate that.
What the fuck?
I hate that when I'm out there hiking. Where you go hiking at, man? I love hiking, dude.
Just at the local park here.
Okay, I see. You ever go to Fall Creek Falls there? I've been there once.
That's a nice place, Brad. Are there normally dogs barking in the background at the customer service place at Kroger? Do you guys let dogs in there?
We're still working from home.
Is that a pet-friendly workplace, man?
Yeah, we have these dogs running around because, you know, dealing with customers like we have to all day, you know, all the...
Oh, they're like trauma animals.
Yeah, they're emotional support animals. It's great to have them.
That's pretty cool.
That was Chopper.
Well, I kind of like
that. Big floppy ears.
Have you got any openings around there, man? I mean, maybe I need to get a job.
You know what? I'm gonna email you this application.
How do you have my email, Brad? Are you saying you have access to my personal customer information, Brad? Because that shit ain't cool.
I am customer service.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be able to see my personal data like that, man.
It's right here in your order.
Oh, right. The email on the order. Oh, right.
It's right here in your order.
I was getting scared there for a minute, man. I thought
you may get a little paranoid there, buddy. Are you all right?
Well, I mean, the fucking post office somehow has my goddamn father's phone number, and it wasn't even involved in the goddamn order of me getting a fucking postage stamp.
Hey, that's the government, man. They're everywhere, dude. You can't even walk outside without the government in your hair, man. I understand your frustration.
You're saying the government is sending my father fucking spam and viruses on his telephone?
They've done worse, man.
That's some NSA shit?
Yeah, probably. That Patriot Act stuff where they can just look at everything.
Yeah, goddamn fucking Bush with a fucking Patriot Act. Man, he put the fucking wool over everybody's eyes and the fucking... Man, and at the most vulnerable time, too, right? Right when we thought, oh, shit, terrorists are attacking the country. And they're like, let's just put a little thing in the law that it says we can do anything and spy on you anytime we want to and fucking steal your shit. And it's already in the Constitution that we can just fucking come over and take it over your house anytime we want to because, eminent domain.
Well, you know why they started all that NSA stuff to catch sleeper cells, you know, enemy sleeper cells within our borders and ISIS and...
That's what they told us, man. That's what they told us, but that's some bullshit.
And there's Chinese sleeper cells right now because you know where we are with those guys.
Oh, man. They've just wanted that. They lost that control in the fucking 1800s and they've been wanting that control back ever since. That's some bullshit, but... Honestly, I don't want to talk about that, Brad, because my blood pressure is a little high right now, and my doctor told me that I gotta...
Yeah, I can tell. I know we tried the little breath situation earlier, but, you know, maybe it couldn't hurt. Man, none of this is my fault, your fault.
All right, just for you, Brad, because you're being cool with me, I'm gonna try to take a deep breath right now.
Okay, all right, let's do that.
But if it doesn't make me feel better, Brad, I may have to fucking get in the car and... Where is your office located, Brad? I need your physical location. What's your address right now, Brad?
1401
You're actually going to give me that shit, Brad. You know how many guns I have.
No, I don't. Right, I don't know anything about you, man. You're just okay.
You probably only give me your address, Brad. That's what I'm just saying. Just a little bit of advice for your next call, Brad. If you give the customer your address, you might end up dead, okay?
Please, man. Please don't come in here and shoot up the place, man. I mean, I thought I'd been being cool, man.
Yeah. I don't mind coming into where you work and killing every goddamn motherfucker there right now, Brad.
It's not my physical personal address, you know. It's just the company address. But the address is on the application I sent you in your email. I get off at 2 o'clock.
All right. Thanks, Brad. That's all I needed. I'll talk to y'all later.
2 o'clock. Wow. I love my job.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
That went too bad.
Man.
Customer service for Joe's Bong Repair.
And find my character. Sala la la, Sama la Matina, Sama la Matina, ding dong, ding dong.
What?
Service for Joe's Bong Repair?
Yeah, man, you got us. Joe's Bong Repair, man, that's what it is.
Is this Joe?
Hey. Joe? No, man, Joe's not here right now, but I'm Thomas. How can I help you today?
Look, man, I got a problem with my bong, right?
Oh, shit, man. That's the fucking worst, dude. What happened? Tell me everything.
Man,
First of all, wait one second. How are you today, man? Are you all right?
Well, I'm a little frustrated about my bong broke, man.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry about that.
I got this 8-inch beaker bong, right? And,
The beaker bong?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get the blue one with the green highlights? That one is fucking sweet.
That's the one I got, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, and it broke on you, dude?
Yeah, dude. You know the little slider piece, right? You know?
Oh, shit. The carburetor, man?
Well, you know, it's a slider piece that the bowl fits in. It got stuck and it pulled out and it fell on the ground. And now you have a slider piece, bro.
The pipe insertion joint, that part always breaks on every bong, man. Were you getting a little rough with it, or were your friends just too?
No, just got stuck in there, man, and...
Oh, shit, dude. Let me explain. So sometimes, like, if you take a really... Like, if you're ripping, like, you got a bunch of folks there, and everybody's ripping.
Yeah, there's, like, 18 motherfuckers over here.
Yeah,
dude,
that's what happened. You got it.
Like, we had one of those water bottle things, man, with an air blower just blows through. You just wear, like, a space helmet, man.
Holy shit, a fucking space helmet?
Yeah, bro. Should have been there, man. It's great.
Yeah, man, you must have been in outer space.
Bro, man. I was higher than a hippie in a helicopter, man. I swear, you know.
Yeah.
Man, it was great.
Dude, that sounds awesome. Yeah. I wish I was there.
Oh, man. Next time we throw down, I'll give you a shout, Thomas, man. It'd be great.
Cool, man. Well, let me tell you what happens, dude. All right, so this is what happens. So, like, if you got a bunch of folks like that, so, like,
after like four or five hits, the pipe heats up, which heats up the glass. And you know, the glass doesn't really like, it doesn't melt. It's got to be like thousands of degrees. But because of the length of the fucking bong on that thing, man, like, especially if you're all just ripping hits right after each other, like, it can literally get really fucking hot, man. And like, so like the glass swells a little bit, and then like, if you don't take a, like, you actually gotta take like a little break, just like 30 seconds. It's not long, because glass will cool off really fast, man. But like, every four or five hits, you just kind of set the bong down for 30 seconds, you know, tell some fucking funny shit or whatever, and everybody's just laugh a little bit, man. You know how it goes. Man, the other night we were having such a fucking great party, dude. Like, and anyways, like, so like, if you just take a little pause, I know I said a lot of shit there, but just take a little pause in between a couple of hits, that shit won't happen. But I'm sorry that happened, dude. That's the fucking worst.
Right.
But well, you know what we can do, man? We can hook you up with a new one.
So you can replace my slider piece, man?
Nah, man, we'll replace the whole fucking bong, dude. Yeah, man. And then all you gotta get is another slider piece, and you got two fucking bongs. Of course, it is broken. I just want to caution you, don't really fuck with that glass. It's really sharp, and that shit can, I mean, it could get into a gnarly fucking situation, so, like, I don't even recommend that. Like, I would say, you know, we do have the bong recycle area. Like, if you bring that bong back, we'll smash it up and, like, make a new bong with it, you know, and so, like, we can help somebody else out. That's the thing I encourage. But we'll totally replace that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you get it, dude? Which one of our affiliates? Is it local? Or
yeah, I got it downtown at the local headman. Franklin's, you know, Franklin's dispensary.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, dude, Franklin the Green Jeans?
Yeah, Franklin Green Jeans, man, he's a cool guy.
Franklin's,
I don't know why he wears
sweet,
such,
man,
green jeans, that's all he ever wears.
Because, man, he sells butt, dude. He's into it, man, that's his thing. Like, okay, you want to hear the story how he became the Green Jeans, dude?
Okay.
Alright, there used to be this show on TV. I don't know how old you are, but it was a long time ago.
Right.
There was a show called Captain Kangaroo.
Okay.
And Franklin's an old head, man. He's been around since the fucking 70s. Anyways, there was a character on fucking Captain Kangaroo that was called Green Jeans. And so, like, Franklin loved that fucking character when he was little, man.
No, that's not a secret.
And he always wanted to grow up and be Mr. Green Jeans. And so he started that fucking dispensary so he could become Mr. Green Jeans. And he thought to himself, what can be more fucking rad than wearing green jeans when I'm selling the green jeans? Because it's like, when you get the right kind of high, it's like you slip it up over your legs, you know, that kind of, like, you got the right amount of CBD, man. It's like you get that perfect body high, and it feels like you're slipping on a nice warm pair of jeans, man. So that's why it's called the green jeans.
We can call greenware.
Greenware! Yeah, dude. I like it. Greenware.
I thought he was some groovy old guy. Oh, man. He sounds like a character, man.
He's so cool,
him,
dude.
Man.
You should, man. Franklin's fucking decent.
So, will Franklin himself replace the, at him, or are you guys gonna mail it to me?
Well,
or?
So, like, this is how it works. Are you cool with going over there, or is that a hassle? Captain
Kangaroo! Oh, well, I don't know that I've drive right now, but, like,
nah, man, if you're
now
fucked up, don't drive, but, like, whenever you feel like it, I'll give Franklin a call, and I'll let him know the situation, and he can have one waiting on you, or if you'd rather, I mean, we can fucking deliver it.
Oh, will you deliver it?
I mean, we
can
could,
deliver,
man.
Deliver it, Thomas? That'd be dope, dude. I got some blueberry muffin shit, and it's
Man, I would love to personally deliver it and fucking tote that shit with you.
Yeah, we'll break it in right, Thomas. Yeah. What are you chiefing on these days? Now we got, what's your favorite strain, man?
You know, like, I like the Papa Smurf.
Smurf along with me.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried that shit?
No.
Dude, like, all right, let me explain. Like, so, you know how when you get some fine Chiba and you can see the crystals on the fucking flower? So, like, the Papa Smurf, the fucking crystals are white and the flower is dark red, so it looks like the top of one of those fucking mushrooms that all the Smurfs used to build their houses out of. You remember fucking Handy Smurf and Brainy Smurf and all those fuckers, man? Anyways, hot, man. I mean, yeah, if you're into blue shit.
Simple as can be.
But anyway, so like, the fucking... The crystals are so big, they look like those little white tufts on top of the fucking mushrooms. That's why we call it Papa Smurf. But man, that shit gives you the ancient Smurf wisdom. The last time I smoked that shit, which was like, I gotta be honest, this morning. But like, the last time I smoked that shit for like 20 minutes, I was just walking around talking about, I'll Smurf it like this, and I can Smurf it like that, I'll Smurf it. I was Smurfing everything, dude.
So you took the Smurf, and you put it in the Smurf, and you put the Smurf on it.
I smurfed that shit, man. Oh, smurfed it.
Oh, yeah, it's great, Thomas, man. Yeah, when can you bring it by, man?
When are you free, dude?
Oh, you know, I'm good now, man.
I'm in fucking Baja, so, like, it's gonna take me a minute. Like, it might take me a couple of days to get out there, but...
Okay, what's Thursday looking like, man? I'm free on Thursday. Oh, wait,
let me check
and make
see
it,
if I can get
Friday,
a flight.
And you can crash the whole weekend, Thomas. We'll live it up, man. My buddy Rex, he grows his own mushrooms, man. We'll just wild the fuck out. You bring that Papa shit, and we'll get Smurfy. We'll go to Smurf Village, man. We'll run from Gargamel.
No, man. I want to fuck with Gargamel. Not when I'm on mushrooms. That shit'll be a bad trip, dude.
Man.
But I would hang out with Ariel, though. That'd be cool. The little fucking cat.
The little cat. Yeah, he hates Smurfs.
Gargamel was kind of an asshole to that cat, man. I thought the cat was alright. He was always stepping on his tail and shit, the poor little thing. No wonder it was a little mean to the Smurfs.
Well, Gargamel was just a bastard, man.
I think he was just lonely, though, you know? Like, if he had some friends, I think he really just wanted the Smurfs to be his friends, man.
No, man. No, the Smurfs had magic powers, and he was gonna eat them and gain their magic powers. Man,
I know, but man, if they had just given him some of the mushrooms instead of building all their houses with them, then Gargamel could have seen, like, the light and the beauty of the fucking world and felt the oneness of everybody together, don't you think,
right,
man?
But, you know, what's a wizard, man? And he could have had his
That's
own...
right.
So he's probably doing some magic shit of his own with some other magic stuff, man. He just probably is full of hate because he couldn't find the love, man, you know?
How is he so goddamn hateful and mean, man? He could have just been nice and cool with the Smurfs. I mean, like, I think Brainy or Handy Smurf could have helped him out, you know, and helped him build some stuff.
That Brainy guy, he was smart, man.
He was smart, but he was also kind of like, he seemed like he had some... intersocial problems. Like, I don't know if that was supposed to be some sort of like early exploration of Asperger's or something. I don't know what they were trying to communicate, but he seemed a little grumpy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's from the comic book from like the 70s, man. The Smurfs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a comic book.
And you know a lot about the Smurfs, man.
I know, man.
you're like the Smurf expert, man. Are you the Smurf wizard, dude? Are you like the Smurf guru?
Yeah, man. I know. I love the Smurfs.
Dude, I am looking forward to getting to know you, dude. We can talk about the Smurfs and shit.
Okay, buddy.
All right, man. I can see if I can get a flight out there on Thursday. Oh,
okay, man.
I wonder if Frank's going to be able to, like, compensate me for the flight and shit. I don't know if I got enough money. I have to check my bank account, dude, just to make sure. But, you know, if I can't fly out there, I can take my bus. It might take me, like, a week or something.
A bus? A V-dub?
Well, it's like... 68? Yeah, dude, it's a V-dub. Yeah, man, yeah. It's, like, got the full super package.
I got the seat covers, man.
What?
Please tell me you tie-dyed something, man. The seat covers the carpet.
Dude, the whole outside of the bus is a fucking Magic Wonderland mural. It's like, you've seen the Scooby snack machine.
Yeah.
Man, it is so much more dope than that. It's like if Cheech and Chong fucked the Grateful Dead, and they had Fish as a baby. That's how the mural on the outside of my bus is.
I can't wait to see it, dude.
Yeah, man, I'll bring it. Well, I mean...
Yeah, just load up, man.
I could get there faster if I fly, but if you don't mind it taking a week to get your bong...
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's fine, man. As long as the bong is replaced and...
What city are you in again? Oh, wait, you said you're next to Green Jeans, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that'll only take me like 4 days.
Okay. Okay.
Hi, dude. You're calling that?
Man. Yeah, man.
Hey, I need to get your address and shit so I can find you or your phone number or something.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, I got your phone number right here. Is this the one right here on the customer service
number?
Yeah, dude,
that 7322 one, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that seems...
Yeah, just put my
name. Is that
Jerry.
Enough numbers? Wait, they only show me the last 6 digits. I'm gonna need the first digit.
555.
That's 3 digits, man.
5.
Is that your dog, man? Have you got a little pooch there?
Yeah, man, he's my dog, man.
What
he's
kind of dog you got?
He's part chihuahua, so he's really loud a lot. And, you know, but... He's pretty cool, man. He's fuzzy. And soft.
He's not like, he doesn't like bite people or anything.
No, he's not like me, like a chihuahua. He's just like, you know.
Oh, okay, cool. What do you do with your dog, man?
Man, we play frisbee, man. He's pretty good at disc golf.
Yes!
Like, he cheats a lot, man, but...
A frisbee? Cheats a frisbee? How is it a frisbee, man?
He just runs up and steals it from you
before you can throw it and then act like he caught it?
Mm-hmm. He's kind of mean about it, man. But, you know, anyway, yeah, dude.
Hang on one second, man. Hang on one second. Oh, dude, you got an extra one.
Oh, man, I've got several, but the blue and green one is my favorite, bro. And that's why I got to replace that party this weekend. And you've definitely got to be there, you know.
There's got to be a party, man. What day is the party, man? It's already Tuesday. I may not get there till Saturday night.
Oh, man. That's when the party is.
Maybe I can just come straight to the party.
Right, yeah, man.
Then everybody can see the fucking wagon, man.
Yeah, bro.
We can go on a fucking ride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's... Alright, dude. I think I got everything. I got your number. I got your address.
Right.
I'm gonna try to be there on Saturday night.
Man, don't forget the bong, man.
Alright, let me put that... I'm gonna put that in the truck right now. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Oh, dude, I was gonna do something, but I forgot. What was I gonna do? I just got so fucking hot.
Oh, man.
What was I gonna do?
It's important you'll remember later, man. It's gotta be.
Well, what were you calling me about, dude?
Who are you?
I work at the, this is the customer service for the bomb store, man.
Green cheese?
Yeah, dude, we were, green cheese, right, you got the blue and green bomb, right, okay, yeah. Was I gonna do something with that?
Deliver.
Oh, right, dude, the party, okay, I got it, yeah, alright, man, yeah, I was gonna put it in my truck, okay, I'll go do that, right, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, man.
Hey, yeah. Listen, okay. Sometimes when I'm this high, when I get up to go and do something, I get a little distracted on the way back.
Yeah,
so if it takes me a little bit, just take another rip, and I'll be back in a minute. Cool?
Okay.
You got some right there with you, right?
Bring me some of the drink, man. I got wicked cottonmouth right now, man.
Dude, that's the plan. You go and get something for your cottonmouth.
Right.
And I'll go and I'll put the bong in the van. And then, by the time I get back, you'll have your fucking thing to drink. And I'll be back.
Awesome.
Or it'll be like
fucking syncopation.
Yeah, dude, all right. On the count of three. One.
Two. One.
Wait, what the fuck were we gonna do on the count of three? I got so high, man. I think I smoked too much, dude. I've never said that before, but I think I did this time.
Oh, man, it happens sometimes.
This fucking Papa Smurf shit is for real, man. It's no joke. You know it's got like 98% THC? Dude, that shit makes me a little paranoid. I gotta be honest with you. Sometimes I the fucking walls aren't breathing, but
yeah, you did too much. Yeah.
But it's like,
you.
Oh yeah, okay, right. I'm gonna get the fucking thing and put it in the truck. You're gonna get something to drink.
Right.
Be right back. One, two, three.
Yeah. All right. This stuff is so wet. Look what I found, dude. Look what I found. I found my drumsticks, man.
Awesome.
You play the drums, too?
No.
Ah, dude,
that's
are you
cool
in a band?
Okay,
can my
in
band play the fucking party, dude?
Oh,
I put the thing in the band, dude, by the way.
Yeah.
So, like, we're all set, and I, yeah, dude, I can call my buddy Jake. He plays the guitar. Really, it's just me and Jake right now. I play the drums, and he plays the guitar. So, I don't know if you really call us a jam band, but we can jam for a while. I might not be able to bring my old drum set, but I can bring, like, some bongos, and he can bring his acoustic, and, like, we could. Yeah, we really only know like two songs, but man, we can jam on those songs for like 30 minutes a piece, so we can do a full hour set with just those two songs, man.
Right, that's cool.
Do you have other friends at the party that could be in the drum circle?
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people here, man.
Do you have a drum circle?
We can, dude. We do on
dude, I haven't had like a proper drum circle since 2006.
Oh, wow, it's been a while, man.
Like a proper one. Like, I've done, like, other shit, you know? Like, everybody's live streaming on Twitch and, like, doing their own shit now.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not, like, a real drum circle, man. For a real drum circle, everybody's gotta be banging on some shit. Like, you get the pots and the pans out if nobody has a drum.
I got pots and pans, bro.
Dude, and I got pots.
Yeah.
You got pots and pans, and I got pots.
Use the little religious symbols and just smack them together, man.
Yeah, dude, you can even, like, look, I got a coffee cup. Fucking play coffee cup. Listen how good that resonates, man.
I'm feeling that, man. Oh,
Hey, dude, what was your name again? What's your name again, man? I probably am going to need to know who to say, hey, is this dude here when I get to the party? Because
this is my house, man. This is cool.
Oh, I thought I was at your buddy's house.
No, it's my house.
Oh, I must have heard that wrong. Good thing I got the right address then.
Yeah, I gave you the right address.
But what should I call you when I get there, man? What do you go by?
You can call me Guy. So that's my name. It's Guy Ferdinand. Yeah. Frisco Ferdinand.
Oh, sorry, dude. I got into that again. What were you saying?
Sounds like Windchime. This is the best customer service call.
This is the best call I've had today, man.
Man.
Dude, you're like the fifth call, man. But every one of them has been so cool, dude. I love this job. If you ever work customer service, dude, let me just tell you. You want to work in the fucking blong repair customer service? Because everybody that calls is fucking chill and cool and nice. And we all love each other, man.
Yeah, man.
That's the way the world should be.
Right, bro. Gotta love everybody, man.
That's the truth,
for
man.
For those people that don't smoke, because fuck those guys, the squares, man.
Ah, dude, you just gotta get them lined up, dude. Like, everybody's getting cool these days. You know how we're getting them into the fold, man?
How, man?
CBB gummies, dude! All those fucking Republicans that never thought they were gonna smoke their whole life, they're all uptight and fucking anti-everything, dude.
Just give one of those fuckers a CBD gummy, and cause they're like, oh, it's legal, it's totally cool, right?
And then they fucking are in, because those things got fucking THC in them, man. It's
That's
just a real bit.
Hooked, man.
It's a little bit. You got hooked, man?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't want to, like, man. Is it fucking up your life, man?
No, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe gotta be cutting back if it's fucking up your life, dude. It
like
should just be a fun time.
Break or something.
What?
Like a tolerance break.
What's that?
Oh, it's like when you stop for a little bit,
And then when
dude,
you smoke again,
I want,
you get so much higher, dude. It's like you want to smoke ever, man.
I'm gonna do that till Saturday when you get here, man.
that's smart, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna have, dude, it's gonna blow your fucking mind, man. I'm just telling you. All right, cool. I'm so glad we talked, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Glad I met you, man. Yeah. This is gonna be the best.
Thanks for fixing my
I hope
my
that Green
Jeans
is cool with. Yeah, dude, yeah, that's no problem at all, man. That's what it says on the sign. Fucking guaranteed satisfaction.
Dude, I am satisfied, man. I'll be even more satisfied when we're breaking it in together on Saturday.
Dude, no shit. No kidding. All right, dude. Well, is
Thank
there anything
you
else we
so
got?
So much, Thomas. I appreciate everything you did for me today. It's a
hey,
lot.
Man. Thank you, dude. Thank you for being a human, and thank you for being such a loving, sweet creature in the wildlife wilderness of America, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I have been. All right, we're looking forward to you, man, Saturday
night,
man. Come on in, dude. Just tell them you're here to see Guy. Deliver Guy's bomb, man.
Hey, man. Guy, I am coming, Guy. Do you pronounce it Guy like they do in France, dude?
No, man, that's no.
It's just Guy?
Yeah.
Guy. All right, Guy. Cool,
yeah,
Guy.
Man.
Hey,
okay.
Man. So, like, I wish we didn't have to hang up because I'm having such
yeah,
a good time,
me too,
but...
But
We got shit to do, and you know, shit's gonna be good. Man, so I'll see you Saturday.
Okay, man. Looking forward to it. Goodbye.
Bye, brother.
Sir.
All right. Peace and love, dude. Bye.
We would love to receive your feedback, your improvisation suggestions, your questions for advice, and your musical compositions for response. Please email us or send us a voicemail. Our address is liongoatpodcast@gmail.com. Find, like, review, subscribe, and contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Patreon, Spotify, TikTok, YouTube, and X at Lion Goat Podcast, all one word, Lion Goat Podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast on your podcast player. We are available on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and anchor.fm/Lion Goat Podcast. Please tell all your friends, enemies, and any strangers to listen to our podcast. This will help us bring joy to everyone. Text-to-speech services were provided by freetts.com and readloud.net. Various audio clip content, used for the purposes of satire, were located on youtube.com and the Internet Archive. Additional sound effects were provided by freesound.org. Other original music for today's show was composed, performed, and recorded by the excellent musicians at Hairline Productions. Today's show was edited, produced, and recorded by the world's greatest sound designers and engineers at Hairline Productions. Please like their content on SoundCloud/Hairline Productions.